Good morning. As we begin our Holy Week, today marks the end of our Lenten season. I was reminded of a story of a couple that was very, very divided about a political decision that was made. They were left and were right. So for whatever reason, they couldn't agree. Everyone was very stubborn with their position. I'm right, I'm right. So they decided not to talk. So the following day, they had to go to the wife had a wedding, one of her nephews was getting married, so they drove for 2 hours, total silence in the car. Now the man decides, let me break this silence. As they're driving along the road, they see a donkey outside grazing. And the man sarcastically says, is that one of your relatives? And the woman responds and says, yes, by marriage. Today we here we have these two liturgies beautifully proclaimed. We began our liturgy from the entrance with the procession. But the question is, why is our liturgy the way it is set? We have two traditions that came together. During the end of the 4th century, the church in Jerusalem, every Holy Week, they went to the Mount of Olives. They gathered around the Mount of Olives, and the deacon proclaimed the gospel as Deacon Dan has done for us. And after the gospel, they all processed into Jerusalem with palms to reflect Palm Sunday. Meanwhile, in Rome, the church in Rome used to gather every Holy Week, and they read the Passion narrative as we've just done. So the church, as they grew, brought all these two traditions together into the liturgy we have today. That's why it is the way it is. So what I might ask you today is, as we begin this Holy Week, take time to allow the readings to speak to you. The readings today on Holy Thursday, on Good Friday, on Easter Vigil, let the readings speak to you. You'll see how the power of the word can speak to us. But as I ask you three things, one, God is always in need of us. Now, not so many times do you hear Jesus is in need of something in the gospel. He's the one reaching out to others, giving them. But today says the master is in need of it, the colt. Not colt McCoy, not colt 45, the donkey. But God is inviting all of us because he's in need of us. Ask yourself, what is God in need of you for? Because he's in need of you for something, all of us. The second thing I ask you is, in every crowd, there will be skeptics, critics, and hypocrites. In every crowd, those all will be there. But do not allow those to deter your faith. Do not allow those to deter your faith. And the third point I want to make is that whatever we do, always remember, Jesus is worthy of our praise. We heard that on Palm Sunday, they're having this palms, Hosanna, Hosanna is coming, we love him. Then they said, crucify him, crucify him. No matter the situation, Jesus is always worthy of our praise. So let's begin this Holy Week asking ourselves, what is God need of you? And is God worthy of praise? Because it truly is worthy of our praise. The Lord be with you.